Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we perceive the events of a battlefield as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranooru 371, penned for the Pandya king Thalaiyalanganathu Cheruvendru Nedunchezhiyan by the poet Kalladanar. Set in the category of Vagaithinai or Victory, the verse presents an impoverished poet's perspective of a king's conquest. அகந்தலை வையத்து புரவலர் காணாது மறந்தலை சேர்ந்து பட்டினி வைகி போது அவள் அலறினாரின் தொடுத்து தயங்க இரும் பித்தை பொலியச் சூடி பறையொடு தகைத்த கலப்பையன் முறவுவாய் ஆடுரு குளிசி பாடு என்று தூக்கி மன்ற வேம்பின் ஒன்பூ உரைப்ப குறைசெயல் வேண்டா நசைய இருக்கையேன் அரிசி இன்மையின் ஆரிடை நீந்தி கூர்வாய் இரும்படை நீரின் மிளிர்ப்ப வருகனை வாழி அன்பு என்று தலையி இறைமுரசு ஆர்க்கும் முறைசால் பாசரை வில்லேர் உளவின் நின் நல் இசை உள்ளி குறைத்தலை படுபினன் எதிர போர்பு அழித்து யானை எருத்தின் வாழ்மடல் ஓச்சி அதறி திரித்த ஆள் உகு கடாவின் மதியத்து அன்ன என் விசி உரு தடாரி அகன்கண் அதிர ஆகுளி தொடாலின் பனைமருள் நெடுந்தாள் பல்பினர் தடக்கை புகர்முக முகவைக்கு வந்திசென் பெரும களிற்று கோட்டன்ன வால் எயிறு அழுத்தி விழுக்கொடு விரைய வெண்ணினச் சுவையினல் குடர்த்தலை மாலை சூடி உணத்தின ஆனா பெருவளம் செய்தோன் வானத்து வயங்கு பல் மீனினும் வாழியற் பல என உருகெழு பேய்மகள் அயர குருதி துகள் ஆடிய களம் கிளவோயே. I was struck by the similarity of structure between this verse and the previous one, and yet there are some new elements to be discovered in this song on a poet's journey to a battlefield. The poet's words to this Pandya king can be translated as follows. Being unable to find any patron in this wide-spreading world, I sat under the tree in the town center, starving. Weaving together fully blossomed flowers on a string, adorning my swaying dark hair with that. A bag of parai drums and other musical instruments by my side. Then I gently took out my cooking pot with a broken mouth and placed it near me. Just then, the neem tree in the town center shed its bright white flowers beneath. Without wishing to do anything else, as the lack of rice tormented, I decided to traverse the hard-to-cross dryland's path and come here. Here, where a huge army of sharp-edged weapons swirl up and down as their forms dictate and the arrows that shower. Where, thinking about how, without any compassion, as war drums echo aloud in the battlefield, you are famous for doing the plowing with bows and stacking corpses bereft of their heads in huge haystacks, using elephants as plowing oxen and swords as the palmyra fibers for threshing human heads in this wide battlefield. Here I came making the eye of my moon-like well-tied tadari drum quake and beating upon my aguli drum as well, seeking the gift of a huge elephant with legs like panai drums, rough-textured long arm and spotted face, O Lord. Here, where with white teeth akin to the tusks of elephants, she tastes the fat-mixed white flesh, adorns herself with a garland of intestines, and this fear-evoking ghost maiden cries out, saying, the great one who rendered such a copious offering that ceases not even with endless eating, may he live for days much more than the shining stars. I came here to this battlefield filled with the dust of dried blood that you are the conqueror of. Let's delve into the details. The poet transports us to his ancient village as he sketches the context preceding his journey. He talks about the lack of patrons and how one day, as he was sitting under a tree, as hunger tortured him, he made a garland of the fallen flowers and wore it around his dark head. I smile to think that even in the midst of that ravaging hunger, the poet is making an object of art and wanting to feel good about himself. Next, the poet glances at the many drums and assorted things he's carrying and takes out his cooking pot with a chipped mouth. Just then, little white flowers of the neem tree fall down, maybe on that empty cooking pot, and perhaps this reminds the poet of rice and how it's nowhere to be found. Without having the desire or energy to do anything else but find food, the poet then decides to cross the harsh drylands and come to the battlefield where this Pandya king is threshing human heads with his army of elephants and swords and leaving haystacks of headless corpses. The poet then talks about how he came there playing on two of his drums, the Tadari and Aguli, singing praises of this victorious king and wishing that he grants him at least a huge elephant as his gift. He then goes on to present the events of the battlefield from the point of view of a ghost maiden, most probably a creature of fantasy invented to symbolize death. The poet paints a portrait of these ghost maiden biting into the many corpses with their sharp tusk-like teeth and wearing a garland of intestines around their necks. Horrific images of these ladies indeed. The poet then remarks how they are feeding on all the flesh and fat and declaring that this king who is offering them such an unending feast must live for more days than there are stars in the sky. He ends with a finishing touch, declaring that this king was the sole conqueror on that fear-evoking battlefield where particles of dried-up blood filled the air. Yet another blend of a poet's suffering-filled present and a king's gory conquest. The way the poet takes us within his situation, his mind, and his decision to conquer his suffering is what makes this verse noteworthy. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.